Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Showers. 48 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
Okay, there we go. QRZ, anybody in the pier can help me out with the missing repeater that I'm looking for? I can't remember the doggone number of it. Sandusky repeater. It's on 2 meters. Anybody can help?
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
I guess nothing heard. KC8ARS.
Good morning. 0500 hours. Showers. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Showers. 49 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning. 0700 hours. Showers. 49 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint.
W8FU.
Good morning, W8FU. This is KF8EDQ. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. Just start my drive into work. Thought I'd shake up the electrons over here. see how things are going. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good this morning. I woke up a little late. I didn't want to get out of bed today, but I'm up. I'm vertical. I got some coffee, and I got my radios on, and I'm listening. I heard your call sign out there, and just wanted to chime in and tell you to have a good morning, and, you know, if you're driving, drive safely, so.
Yeah, it's a little wet this week, but all in all, it's too bad. But you gotta watch. You never know. Visibility's compromised for some, anyhow. And it's for them you gotta worry about. Even if you're doing good, you gotta drive extra careful. But we got a little driving around to do today. You gotta go move some things around and whatnot, maybe work on repeater, I don't know. We'll see what the day brings. But all in all, should be a good day. My son took the week off, and we were going to take some days off and do yard work, but this happened.
Yeah, copy that. I could do without the rain, and if it was maybe 10 or 15 degrees warmer, I'd be a lot happier. But here we are in Michigan, bipolar weather, and all that jazz. So I'm gonna go back to the monitoring side. I heard your call sign. Just wanted to say good morning to you. This is KFA EDQ, and I'm gonna continue to monitor.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks for the call. I'm going to bounce over to UHF, put out a call over there, see how things are going on the ultra-high frequency side of the house. Thanks for the call. Talk to you later. KF8EQ from WAW.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0800 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0900 hours. Showers. 47 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Showers. 47 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Showers. 49 degrees.
So 8 hours US.
The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint.
KFA, EDQ, monitoring.
Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Showers. 50 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint.
WC80.
Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Showers. 50 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
WAFSM from WAFU, DHF.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy, 51 degrees. The Great 38. WHCMN, Flint.
In 5, KIK, testing mobile radio.
Sound good here in Lapeer, WHYRC.
Sounding good in Lansing as well, in 8FLK.
I accidentally cut the wrong end of an NMO cable. Trying to shorten this thing up, so I'm just more or less making sure that my repair at the NMO base is working good. I'm on feeder in Holt.
You're practically a neighbor. I'm here at downtown Lansing, kind of downtown near Greenlawn in South Washington. Are you a member of CMARC?
No, sir, not yet. Actually, we just moved down here first of the year. I took a job at GM Lansing Delta and a member of the Benzie County Radio Club, before we moved here.
To join CMARC, we have monthly meetings, nice group of hams. There's usually get-togethers as well for breakfast and things like that. So. Hope to see. Look, you were on Facebook. Look up Central Michigan Amateur Radio Club. Also, there's a website, and hope to see you at one of the meetings.
Great, thank you for that information. My name is Chris. I'll be looking that up on Facebook.
Great, Chris. My call again is November 8th. Funny looking kid or flake. FLK. And what was your call again?
November 5, Kilo India, Kilo.
That's an easy call sign to remember. So you're in Texas. Did you get your call in Texas?
Arkansas, actually, but close enough.
From Louisiana. I was born in Louisiana, and my dad was WB5 VQP, and so I like those five calls. He's a silent key now. That's why I'm in ham radio. So you have a good day. This is N8FLK. I'll be clear.
What was the last thing you said? I'm sorry. I stepped away from the truck for a second.
And enjoy the QSO, and we'll catch you soon, I hope. This is N8FLK. I'll be clear.
Thank you, N8FLK, and PopKIK, channel's clear.
NAWCD, and this is KYNU.
Making Genesee County Radio.
KYNU, good afternoon. This is NAWCD. Well, they let you out the door early today, and that's good thing you're off and running there. How'd today go?
Yeah, just run away from the circus here. You know, it wasn't too bad. We were busy, but I was on phone, so it didn't matter to me. I just picked the phone up, put the call in, and hung up. But it wasn't too bad. How was your day?
Well, that's a good thing. You know, you grab the phone, like say, grab the phone, put it in, and go to the next one, I guess. Good. That's the barrel there today. The main radio there. That's good. We're doing pretty good here. Hoping to get the lawn done today, but we had sprinkles here and there. So finished up Melissa's the dissertation there. Proved it. Sent it back to her. Got a couple other things done inside today.
Yeah, I figured today was going to be a washout because it seemed that it was supposed to rain today. But I guess the grass needs a little bit of rain, so not too bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. It does. You know, the plants, the grass, those things need the rain. And I don't know. This seed is growing in about 6 weeks. I think probably because of the cooler weather, perhaps. But I'm sure by tomorrow it'll need it. And I hear it's supposed to be cloudy or partly sunny. But I don't think there's a chance of rain. So hoping to get that done and out of the way for the week.
Yeah, for sure, definitely would be nice to have a nice cool day to work on the lawn and do what you need to do, definitely for sure.
Making Genesis.
Sorry not to be able to make it, but that's good. We've got the Luminate presentation, and got the GM that's coming tonight. That'll be a packed meeting. I'm sure it'll be very beneficial and good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good meeting, hopefully, you know, for turnout, and I'm excited. I'm excited about the Windlink part. I'm excited that emergency management's coming. It's going to be good. It's going to be action-packed.
Yes, indeed. One end to the other. That'll be good. It seems like that's the way the net went last night there in Wake County. It was just, wow. It was a lot of stuff that they were presenting. I think it was ran about, up to 35 minutes, maybe 40 minutes or so. A lot of participation, a lot of check-ins, and that lots to catch up on.
Yeah, for sure. I caught the last half of the net. I didn't get the whole thing. We had a leadership meeting yesterday, and when I got back, there's some stuff to catch up on. So I made the decision to relax and not have to worry about it. So.
Oh, I agree with you on that. Downtime, family time there. That's right. You guys said the leadership meeting yesterday. But I think back to what you're saying there, the Windlink, I think they were talking about it last night, but the Windlink will be, I think,
participating. It's going to be beneficial to the group. Again, that's a very active tool of communication, back and forth with the state and other systems.
Oh, definitely, for sure, for sure. It's a good program to use, and looking forward to Riley bringing that training to us, and it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. A lot of good stuff coming up, definitely, for sure.
And it's I got agreed on that one. Well, good. Like you say, I hope it'll be a good turnout tonight, and will be beneficial there. I know that they were saying last night, again, Windlink was a big heavily there during the set, and even with the days before the actual set, they used to utilize it. So, it's good. I think it's the way to go. And if you're able to use this, you have the equipment, definitely go for it.
Okay, Wayne, yeah, definitely. And, it's a very multi-use type system, and so it'll be good, and we'll think about the other training. I'm not sure. Might look at doing code CW, like a basic CW class. But we'll see what happens. Kind of go from there. I know we're getting into the summer months, and so I'll make sure that we got some good training, but make sure the manpower is there for the training as well.
Yeah, that's it. It's good that the meetings are planned to continue on, and that, but certainly you want the people there, especially if somebody's going to present the material. You want to have a good decent turnout there, and CW is one of those, MPS, a lot of things like that. The sound bites that were used during the set there, good to catch up on and help you familiarize.
Yeah, for sure. So it'll be a good, good class tonight. Good catch up there, and looking forward to getting that going and learning more about that, and a lot of good stuff coming down the pipeline here. So.
Yeah, good stuff. I've been on the radio very much. To the net last night, talk to you, but just as far as you between being able to get on, I'm hoping a little bit more opportunity and just chances to make some contact and reach out on the air to the various modes and that. So, kind of missed it, and kind of anxious to get back into things a little bit.
Yeah. When you get some free time there to sit down and QSO there with other people, that'd be good. That'd be good. Looking forward to that too. I haven't had a lot of time with work and other things going on, but we'll see. We might catch a little bit of time here and maybe make some contacts there. So.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. can, and I'd like to try 5G-Fiplex there, the calling channel. You never know who's going to reach or what's the atmosphere in that. And I've used this radio and used even use the Baofeng. And surprised at some of the distance. It might be a few miles out, but hey, to me, that's a pretty neat thing. You never know who's out there and what kind of connections you're going to make.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. It doesn't hurt to throw your call sign out there and see who's out there. Did a little bit of listening to repeater down in Kentucky. They had some pretty bad storms down there a couple of days ago, and Leo's mom was trying to listen to their national service, and their national service was offline. I don't know if their repeater was struck by the earlier tornadoes or they were just down, but she wasn't able to get anything as far as NWS, so went in, listened to one of their Skywarn repeaters, and it was quiet, so I'm like, well, I don't think there's much going on as far as weather. I looked at the radar, and I'm like, I think you're in the clear.
Yeah, they really got slammed down there, some of those places. Wow. It's really bad storms. St. Louis, Southern Illinois, the other day. I heard something about, I don't know if it was down there, but they said it in advance that NWS weather radio was down. I'm not sure. I have to look back to my notes on Facebook, but I saw something, and they were urging people to try to listen to adjacent locations to get weather updates.
Yeah, I was telling her that. I was like, you listen to, something close by, but it just wasn't a lot up and running that hadn't been affected by a tornado or something that kept it down. So I was like, well, I'll go to the next station here, and we'll pull out a ham channel and see if we can get something going there, or see if there's something that's going on there, but they were pretty quiet. Katie, why do you?
Making Janet.
NHWCB. Yeah, that is kind of strange there. Especially, they took down a tower. I know some of these NWS, other radios, they're run by phone lines, if I'm not mistaken. Took them out too, who knows, but if I'm not mistaken, they use a lot of wind lines down there too, but again, it's kind of strange that, they wouldn't put it out over, Skywarn by voice or something to that effect.
I don't know. They have a lot of, they have 800 megahertz up in Mackinac. They ran some of their net on 800 megahertz and ran some of it on GMRS up there and some of it on ham. So it's like, I guess really anything's possible, and whatever works, works well. And if it works well for you, don't fix it, don't change it.
Making Genesee.
Well, that's it. As long as it works well, it's reliable communications. If you're looking over things three like that, you've got one person that can speak to it, or three. However they divide it up, that's power to them. It's kind of hard to, like say, with inoperability, but. GMRS involved, ham radio, other folks, communication, works, like you're saying, run Pacific.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you heard, there's a county out west that the 800 megahertz system went down. And then to go back on phones, and it's you got to go with what you can roll with. And it brought up a good question there in our meeting. Hey, you know, what happens if this goes down and we can't use this, or we can't use another repeater? You know, what do we go to? And built in our Slack, or not our Slack, our app that we use is a Nextel type system that we can go to. So we have a fail-safe in that, just in case we lose comms or, 800 megahertz or whatever, we can go to something like this and use this as well.
Nick and Genesee can...
Yes, yeah, there you go. And that's, again, that's where your base plan comes into play, what's available, what's your backup modes, up communication. Again, if that's that's a reliable meeting, whether it relies on internet or satellite, phone or however, what's the backup plan there? So, that's good. It's good to think in that way. What direction to go in?
Learn from others. Learn from what's happening around in other areas, and brings up good questions and good good responses. And, it says if this happens, this potentially could happen to us. If it happens to them, it potentially could happen to us. And what do we do? And so it's good stuff. It's good to learn and good learning experience.
Macon, Genesee County.
And there again, it's good to exercise the plan and hey, this is worth, is it not? Those types of things. And also, reviewing the plan as well. You can always update, change, if that's necessary, if this works, or if it's become available, or let's try this, but at least everybody can get everybody on the same page.
Yes, indeed. Well, then I'm home, so I'm going to run in here real quick and kind of gather some stuff and then head back out towards the meeting. But I appreciate you coming along, and we'll take some good notes here, and we'll have to update you on the happenings and the good stuff there. So.
Nick and Genesee.
That sounds like a plan. That's appreciated very much. I hope the meeting goes well. Hope there's good participation. Thanks for the ride along, and I drove safely there. Drive safe going back out, and head in, tell everyone hello for us, and have a good evening there. I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Wishing you 73 degrees and 80 to the family. Any WCD will be clear.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. Enjoy your evening. And 73s and 88s to you and Mom. This is K8YNU, and I'm clear of the channel.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Showers. 50 degrees. Nick and Genesee County Radio, great again. WACMN, Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 50 degrees, penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint.
This is KFA-EDQ, and I'm listening.
This is KFA DMZ monitoring.
I didn't catch the call there. W8 Lair C, how you doing?
Hey, it was that Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Mike Zulu. I'm doing great. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good. Over here in Lapeer. Just sitting here gooping off on HF. I don't know. I was going to go on HODA, but I decided to just do a little FT8, but bored to death, so I have to find something to do.
It sounds good. Yeah, I'm just actually hanging out on HT. With everything growing in, I was just seeing how it was coming in from my HT, if it was getting affected by all the green stuff that's growing out there.
No, you're sounding good. It's no problem. I couldn't tell you're on HT, so yeah, you're doing good.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming back to me. Thank you so much.
No problem. Just give a call anytime. Hopefully I'll answer. It's real rough to pick up the mic, you know. Some people, they hear people out there that just, not like it used to be. It seemed like everybody was on here, but anymore, it takes a whole lot of repeaters, and next thing you know, nobody's on. 7-3, have an awesome day. W8YRC.
Hey, you as well. This is KFA DMZ. Clear.
Good evening. 2000 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
KFA EDQ. monitoring.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WACMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 49 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. The Great 38, WACMN, Flint.